It's time for the latest installment of Inside Cloud County, a detailed analysis of the athletics and activities of the Thunderbirds at Cloud County Community College. Now, let's go Inside Cloud County with T-Bird Sports Information Director, Toby Nosker.
The Cloud County Community College volleyball team dropped a road contest to number 7 Colby Community College Wednesday night, as the T-Birds lost 13-25, 16-25, 20-25 in their Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference opener. Cloud County fell behind 7-2 at its first timeout and 13-3 by its second timeout in set 1. The T-Birds cut it as close as 8 points, but were never able to threaten, losing set 1 by a final score of 13-25. The Lady Trojans then scored the first 5 points of set 2 and never trailed, as Cloud County suffered a loss in the second set, 16-25. The resilient T-Birds put pressure on Colby in the third set, jumping out to a 10-6 lead. The Trojans tied the match at 12-all and then scored 7 of the next 9 points to take control of the set and take the match. Sophomore Brady Medina picked up 3 kills and 6 digs. Sophomore Chloe Wemel added 3 kills. Sophomore Ashley Suter provided 5 digs and 4 assists. Freshman Berkeley Curtis lifted a team-high 8 digs. Freshman Maria Clara Lopez Miranda dished out 5 assists to go along with 3 digs. Freshman Grace Rowland and Caroline Schrader each had 2 kills. Cloud County returns to the court this Saturday when the T-Birds head to Seward County Community College. Seward County was swept by Hutchinson in their conference opener Wednesday, 21-25, 18-25, 18-25. First serve in the Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference contest with the Saints is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. from the Greenhouse in Liberal, Kansas.